In Western cultures, at least, it's often by the person's sense of humor. Because creating and appreciating jokes both require us to make connections between many discrete pieces of information, having a sense of humor demonstrates that we possess a wide breadth of knowledge and that we know how to think about it in a novel and in innovative ways. Take Amir's and Biederman's favorite cartoon, for example. A mouse is standing outside his house, having just pulled a gun on a cat, who is depicted with one paw raised in mock submission. 6 rounds, 9 lives. You do the math, the cat says. In order to appreciate this joke, you need to know that mice are usually the victims of cats. Many revolvers have 6 bullets, and cats are said to have had 9 lives because of their ability to always land on their feet. You also need to be able to subtract 6 from 9 to understand that the cat has the upper hand, or paw, as the case may be, in this scene after all. A University of New Mexico study of 400 college students found that those who scored highest on intelligence tests also scored high on humor ability, and they reported having more sex. This confirmed a wide body of literature that suggests that humor is not just a reliable intelligence indicator, but may be one of the most important traits of seeking human mates. Being funny is not only a powerful sign of smarts, it also makes potential mates feel good. And by ensuring that only the cleverest, fittest, and most creative people procreate, it helps safeguard the survival of the human race. Humor has several unique powers, says Amir. It forces people to consider different perspectives. It brings people together. If they are laughing together at something, they must agree with each other on some level. It reduces the pain associated with life's difficulties. It exercises your brain, and it makes you happy. If a healthy sense of humor can make you smarter, sexier, and happier, then one thing is clear. Finding time in your day for a good joke or two is no laughing matter.